We are recapping the 3rd District Congressional Debate featuring Marlon Stutzman, Wendy Davis, Andy Zay, and Tim Smith. You've heard a lot of my thoughts already this morning about the debate. So now let's hear from one of the candidates who participated yesterday, Wendy Davis. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Kayla.
I have a ton of questions for you, but let's start really simple and easy, Wendy. How do you think yesterday went?
I think it went well. I think I was really pleased. Y'all asked us some really comprehensive questions and some good questions, diverse questions. So, and, you know, you didn't let any of us use notes, which I thought was great. Like, who's the candidate that really knows their stuff and is going to fight for the people in Northeast Indiana?
I want to get a couple of follow-ups, if that's okay. Yeah. And I want to kind of start here with abortion. And really, Wendy, I'll be honest, I'm looking for a pretty direct yes or no here. We asked you all this question, you know, about former President Donald Trump saying that abortion should be left up to individual states. We know he did not press for a national abortion ban. And we asked you all, you know, whether or not you agreed with that decision he made. And you said that you would fight on a federal level to protect life. But does that mean you disagreed with Trump's stance or that you did agree with it? Where exactly are you at on that, Wendy?
Sure. So to be abundantly clear, I am a pro-life Christian woman. So I'm going to fight for life regardless, right? I'm going to fight if it's on the state level or on the national level. And let me just clear up. I kind of said this yesterday. The Dobbs decision came down and it said it gave this issue back to people. So the people can be federal Congress, it can be states. Now, the states' rights gal. And Indiana has done a great job putting great life protections now in place. So, but the issue can come up on the national level. And I think at the national level, we need candidates that would fight for an abortion ban. But we're not going to get an abortion ban unless we have a president who is going to fight for an abortion ban. So, you know, there is room, even though I believe in states' rights, for Congress to take this issue up. Because remember, I think I said this yesterday, Kayla, one thing that's the most concerning to me running for the seat is that the Democrats under Joe Biden, they want to pass legislation to make it legal to abort a baby up until the minute that baby is born on taxpayer expense. And so we have to fight against that. We have to fight against those Democrats wanting to push that.
So, but what I'm hearing you say is if a national abortion ban on a federal level, it did get brought up, you would fight and advocate for that.
100%.
You also brought up Donald Trump quite a bit yesterday, Wendy. Does that mean you would always support him and back him 100% of the time, even if you didn't necessarily agree with him?
Well, I think as Republicans, we have got to band together, Kayla. I mean, we are fighting against each other, and it is breaking up our Republican Party. We can't have that. So, you know, these discussions that we're having, you know, we're watching it happen in Washington, D.C. right now, where Republicans are fighting against each other. You know, as conservatives, we do have to stand up and we do have to fight. And I support Donald Trump as our next president. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if he will bring something up that I disagree. So far, I mean, he is the president that when he was in the White House, we had a strong economy, a strong national security. You know, I have two in the military. We're a military family, and we need to make sure our military is military ready, right? They know how to use weapons instead of using pronouns. And that's Donald Trump. Donald Trump, you know, my son and my husband were in the military under Donald Trump, and we had a strong military. So everything Donald Trump stands for with his policies, I agree with. I agree with everything. So we've got to just focus on coming together as a Republican Party and getting Donald Trump elected again.
Something else that I needed a little bit of a clarification on was the question about, you know, insider trading and whether or not you really supported a blind trust for members, you know, of the House or Senate to ensure there is no insider trading. You did say you supported, you know, more transparency, but what about an actual blind trust to ensure that any knowledge unique to our lawmakers, which Wendy, we're talking, you know, if you were our next congresswoman here, any of that knowledge is not used for insider trading.
Right. No, I support a blind trust. I'm sorry if I didn't make that abundantly clear. I mean, look, Kayla, everybody that goes to Washington, remember, I am running to be the next congresswoman of Northeast Indiana. What does that mean? That means I represent Northeast mm-hmm. Indiana and America as a whole. But I should not have any kind of advantage that that the people I represent have. We all should be in an equal playing field. So I support a blind trust. I support transparency in our Congress. And we've got to make sure, again, that, you know, we're looking at Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi. I have questions about that. You know, there's so many Congress people there that are there. How are they making all their money? As a judge, since 2010, be transparent with my personal affairs. If I made any other money outside of my salary as a judge, I had to report it. I mean, I didn't, but, you know, I had to report that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need this. I have no idea why we don't have that at the national level.
You and me both.
Yeah. I mean, that's just nuts. It's nuts. And as your next congresswoman, you're putting yourself out there representing the people in Northeast Indiana. So guess what? You lose your right to privacy on a lot of things. And one of those mm-hmm. things is if I have opportunities to make money, you know, that should be out there. Everybody should see it. But that's not why I'm going to Washington, D.C. I'm not going to make a bunch of money. You don't go in this job to make a bunch of money. But, yes, I would support a blind trust.
I always love to ask this question after a debate. Is there anything that, now that you've kind of had time to soak it all in and digest the day, is there anything that you wished you would have answered differently?
Oh, good question. No, I wish you would have given us more time to answer the question.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
No, not really. I mean, I thought it was interesting that I was asked about climate change and environmental issues. And I think I made myself abundantly clear on that.
Can we talk about that then, Wendy, since you brought it up? I'd love to talk about this because I know you answered something to the effect of, hey, the world is on fire right now. Basically, you were, you know, don't we have bigger fish to fry, right? I don't want to put words in your mouth here.
No.
Without having the text of the actual words that were said. That's pretty much in a nutshell what you said. But at the same time, Wendy, you know, half of the world does want to talk about climate change. Half of the world does want to talk about the environment. So don't you think to some degree Republicans do need to get involved in this conversation?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think Republicans need to be involved in every conversation, every single conversation. However, my response to that is, look, I've been all over the 3rd District talking to farmers, livestock producers. I mentioned yesterday, you know, ethanol plants, carbon. These farmers know how to environment. These farmers know how to treat their animals. These farmers, they know what they're doing. Their livelihood is based on a good environment. And, you know, I'm a Christian woman, and I want to love the earth and the world that God gave us. But, yes, we need to be involved in the conversations. But to my point yesterday, we've got bigger fish to fry. We are spending so much money on the Green New Deal, on all of these environmental programs. We don't have the money to do that. And I don't think we need to do that when we've got farmers here that are good stewards with the land. I think we need to be focusing on our wide open border and cutting spending and putting a balanced budget amendment on the floor to get our economy moving again. I just think there's so many other issues that we need to discuss, and we need to stop spending, you know, solar, right? I mean, the federal government wants to give subsidies for solar panels. Mm-hmm. I'm against that. I'm against it, you know? So I just think that we do have bigger fish to fry, and I do feel like right now we need to bring back a strong America, because we are losing America, and we're not going to regain a strong America with conservative values by talking about how much money we can throw at a Green New Deal.
Okay, let me wave my magic wand here, and let's pretend we took that question out about climate change and the environment yesterday. What would you have rather us asked that wasn't asked about yesterday?
Throwing me for a loop a little bit, because you guys asked pretty much every... I mean, you guys asked...
You can say we were perfect and covered it all, Wendy. That's okay.
No, I mean, I think you guys really covered all of the issues that the American people and people here in Northeast Indiana, when I'm talking to them, you covered all the issues that they're worried about. I mean, people are worried about, just let me put this, my 26-year-old who lives in Dallas last night called me and said, Mom, I'm having a hard, she's got a master's degree, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a hard time paying her rent, paying for groceries. She said she went to the grocery store and she had to put some of her groceries back. This is my daughter. And she is feeling this economy under Joe Biden. He is gaslighting us when he's telling us Bidenomics. We have got to get spending under control. I told the story yesterday. You know, when I'm talking to a farmer who gets up at 3:30 in the morning to haul hogs and then gets in on his tractor and starts tilling because, you know, they're getting ready to plant here. And he is working from dawn till dusk. And let me tell you, this is a Christian, hardworking American. And he looks at me and says, you know, I'm pretty much working all the time, and I'm barely making my ends meet here at the farm. We got a bigger problem. We got a problem. And so we've got to be talking about that, and we've got to be pushing in Washington, D.C. to fix these problems that Joe Biden keeps telling us are not there.
Yeah, he keeps telling us we don't have those problems. Wendy, right. I so appreciate you coming back on and giving us some clarification this morning. I'm hoping that we can maybe get you back on next week and have you back on to talk about this attack ad that did drop against you the day of the debate. So maybe we can connect next week about that.
Sure.
That is Wendy.
I would love to.
Perfect. That is Wendy Davis, one of your candidates running for the 3rd Congressional District here in Wobo Land.
Podcasts by Federated Media.